What does it mean for the global economy when a single company, TSMC, plans to spend over $64 billion in capital this year and then commits another $100 billion in the US alone? This isn't just a number, it's a signal of a massive physical transformation driven by AI, and it's happening right now. The race to build the infrastructure for artificial intelligence is on, and the shockwaves will be felt in every factory and boardroom. Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly briefing on the technology that shapes your business strategy. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy.
This week, we're tracking three critical developments. First, the AI infrastructure arms race is reaching a fever pitch, with hundreds of billions in new investment announced for chips, memory, and specialized data centers. Second, the clock is officially ticking on the EU AI Act, with a hard deadline of August 2, 2026 for core compliance. And finally, we're seeing a major shift towards the edge as new processors bring generative AI directly onto devices, changing the game for latency and privacy.
It's a week where the abstract concepts of AI are becoming concrete realities in the form of silicon, steel, and regulation. The capital being deployed is staggering, and it creates both immense opportunities and significant supply chain risks for Western firms.
Let's start with that infrastructure build-out, Troy. The numbers are almost hard to comprehend. We're not just talking about TSMC's massive investment.
That's right. The entire supply chain is in overdrive. ASML, the sole producer of the essential EUV lithography machines needed for advanced AI chips, announced this week it's increasing production capacity by nearly a third annually to meet what it calls extremely strong demand. Samsung is committing 400 trillion won, or about $290 billion, to new fabs in Korea. SK Hynix is investing over $26 billion in advanced packaging. Intel is putting another 5 billion euros into its Ireland campus for next-generation AI processors like the Xeon 6.
So we're seeing a coordinated global expansion of semiconductor manufacturing capacity on a historic scale. What's the immediate effect for a U.S. or European manufacturer who buys electronics, not makes them?
Intense competition for resources. This build-out will consume vast amounts of specialized equipment, materials, and skilled labor. If your manufacturing process depends on high-end electronics or even the construction materials needed for clean rooms, you are now competing with the most heavily capitalized industry on the planet. Expect longer lead times and price pressure on certain components. It's a supply chain stress test. And it's not just the chips themselves. The physical data centers for AI require floor heights of 5.5 to 9 meters, 1.5 times traditional facilities, to accommodate liquid cooling pipes and massive power loads.
And what about trading companies and distributors? Where's the opportunity?
The opportunity is in servicing the build-out. Companies like Isotope in the UK are pioneering precision liquid cooling, which can increase compute density by up to 6 times. There's a booming market for power distribution units, specialized steel for floor reinforcement to handle server racks weighing 1.5 tons, and ultra-fast optical cabling. Western distributors with expertise in high-tech industrial and construction components should be aggressively targeting this data center ecosystem.
So, what's the actionable insight for an executive this week?
You need to do 2 things immediately. First, map your supply chain for any potential overlaps with semiconductor fabrication and data center construction. Identify your points of risk now. Second, if you're in any adjacent industry, HVAC, electrical engineering, industrial construction, specialty chemicals, evaluate how you can pivot to service this boom. The demand is immense and guaranteed for the next several years.
Moving from the physical to the regulatory, Troy, there are multiple reports this week all pointing to one date, August 2, 2026. What is happening then?
That is the enforcement date for the most critical obligations of the EU AI Act. Specifically, the stringent requirements for any AI system classified as high risk under Annex 3 of the Act, as well as the transparency and labeling rules under Article 50, will become legally binding. The fines for non-compliance are severe, potentially exceeding GDPR penalties, up to 15 million euros or 3% of global annual turnover.
Let's make this real. If I'm a European car manufacturer using an AI system on my assembly line for quality control, am I high risk? How would I even know?
That's the crucial question executives need to be asking. The high-risk classification applies to AI used in critical infrastructure, employment, medical devices, and other specific areas listed in Annex 3.
Your quality control system could fall into that category if a failure could impact the safety of the final product. The law requires you to establish a robust risk management system, ensure high-quality data governance for your training sets, maintain extensive technical documentation, and ensure human oversight is possible at all times.
And I saw that a survey from April 2026 found 78% of targeted organizations hadn't taken concrete compliance steps. That seems incredibly risky.
It's extremely risky. For Western trading companies, this is just as important. If you are importing and distributing products in the EU that contain high-risk AI components, whether it's a medical diagnostic tool or an industrial robot, you, as the distributor, share liability. You must ensure the products have conducted a conformity assessment and bear the CE marking, which certifies compliance with EU safety and health standards.
This also impacts AI-generated content. What are the rules there?
The rules are explicit. Any AI-generated audio, image, video, or text must be marked in a machine-readable format to indicate it's not authentic. For images and video, a visual label or watermark is recommended. This is a direct response to deepfakes and misinformation. Any company using generative AI for marketing or communication in the EU must have a system in place to comply.
What's the actionable takeaway for our audience?
Do not wait. You must begin a full audit of every AI system you use, develop, or distribute immediately. Classify each system according to the AI Act's risk framework. This is not an IT problem, it's a C-suite legal and operational challenge. Waiting until 2026 is a recipe for enormous fines and market access problems in Europe. You need an AI governance framework, as outlined by standards like ISO 42001, to manage this.
Finally, Troy, let's talk about where this processing is happening. We've been focused on massive data centers, but there's a huge countertrend emerging, edge AI.
Exactly. This week saw a lot of focus on new chips with integrated neural processing units, or NPUs. An NPU is a specialized microprocessor designed to accelerate machine learning tasks. Instead of sending data to the cloud for an AI model to analyze, these chips allow complex generative AI tasks like text summarization or visual analysis to happen directly on the device itself.
Why is that a big deal? Why not just use the powerful models in the cloud?
Three reasons: low latency, enhanced privacy, and offline capability. For a manufacturer, this is transformative. Imagine a camera on your production line that can identify a microscopic defect in real time. Sending that video to the cloud, waiting for analysis, and getting a response back takes too long. With an NPU-enabled edge device, the analysis is instantaneous. The machine can be stopped before thousands of faulty units are produced.
And the privacy angle is about keeping proprietary data in-house, I assume.
Precisely. Your unique manufacturing processes are a core part of your competitive advantage. Processing that data locally on the factory floor without sending it to a third-party cloud dramatically reduces the risk of data breaches and intellectual property theft. It's a huge security benefit for US and European companies with sensitive IP. This week, NVIDIA highlighted this with its new 4 billion parameter Cosmos 3 Edge model, specifically designed for on-device vision reasoning and robot policy generation.
How should Western trading companies and distributors be looking at this? Is this a threat to cloud-based business models?
It's a massive opportunity to create new product categories. The demand will surge for NPU-enabled industrial sensors, smart cameras, and gateways. Distributors can build a new line of business around devices that offer powerful AI capabilities without a mandatory cloud subscription. This appeals to customers concerned about data sovereignty and operational costs. It's about selling intelligent hardware, not just access to a cloud service.
So the actionable insight here is to look beyond the cloud.
Yes, executives should immediately task their engineering and product teams to identify which processes or product features are constrained by latency or data privacy concerns. Those are your prime candidates for edge AI implementation. For manufacturers, it's about operational efficiency. For technology companies, it's about creating a new generation of smarter, more autonomous products.
All right, Troy, let's distill this week into a strategic summary. What are the three key takeaways for our listeners?
First, the AI infrastructure arms race is a double-edged sword. While it signals incredible growth, it will strain global supply chains for high-tech components, energy, and skilled labor. U.S. and European companies must proactively manage these risks and look for opportunities to supply this massive build-out.
Second, regulation is no longer a future concern.
Exactly.
The EU AI Act's August 2nd, 2026 deadline is now a critical milestone on every company's roadmap. The work of auditing, classifying, and documenting your AI systems must begin today to avoid crippling fines and a loss of market access in Europe. This requires a formal AI governance structure.
And finally, the future of AI isn't just in the cloud.
That's right. The rise of edge AI, powered by on-device NPUs, is a game changer for manufacturing and technology products. It offers the low latency and data privacy that industrial applications demand. Western executives should be actively exploring how this on-device intelligence can create more efficient operations and smarter, more competitive products.
A powerful reminder that strategy isn't just about software, but also about silicon, supply chains, and standards. That's all the time we have for this week's briefing. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Be sure to subscribe to Troy Technical Intelligence wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss an update. We'll be back next week with more analysis on the technology shaping your world.